I'm speaking to Robert Sharp. He's head of campaigns and communications at English Pen. Remind us what English Pen stands for, Robert.
Well, English Pen, the pen is a backronym because it's an association of writers, and so pen is an obvious word. And after the fact, they said it stands for poets, essayists, and novelists. But these days, we also have translators, literary agents, publishers, authors, and tweeters, other such literary types in our organisation as well.
And of course, you do campaign about issues like freedom of speech, and also, you know, the appropriateness of protest and the appropriateness of people speaking out about things.
Absolutely. I mean, a big campaign we're working on at the moment is for the punk band Pussy Riot, who are a punk collective in Moscow. They've done a protest in the Moscow Orthodox Cathedral, and they've been arrested, charged, and imprisoned for it. But we think it's a political protest, it's a legitimate protest, and they shouldn't have been censored in such an extreme manner.
It has caught the world's media's attention, this, hasn't it? There's been a lot of coverage, a lot of people expressing their support for this band of young women. What was the nature of their protest?
So what they did is they took some guitars into the cathedral and stood up on the sort of main sort of altar area where the priest and the patriarchs and the bishops normally stand to give a service, and gave a performance which they call a punk prayer. Now, it's actually a protest against the government of Vladimir Putin, and also what they see as the collusion of the Russian Orthodox Church in maintaining the power of Vladimir Putin and some of his illiberal and anti-democratic policies. So they all wore balaclavas, which has become a sort of icon for the group. And eventually they were carted off by the authorities on charges of hooliganism. There wasn't a service going on at the time, but it was open to the public.
And they didn't have permission to be doing it, did they?
Of course not, no, because they were criticising the Orthodox Church themselves, so it's unlikely that they would have got criticism. So it was sort of civil disobedience in that sense.
For us, it does raise a question. I mean, there are lots of things being said around the rights and wrongs of it, and also around the whole thing of the fact that the Russian Orthodox Church seemed to be willing to accept an apology now, but they weren't before the trial. A whole load of stuff going on, obviously a lot of politics involved in it. But it does kind of raise the image of the church, and particularly the pulpit, the altar area in churches, the place where address is given from. Should that be the place for political protest or political didactic? Is that the place where we should be hearing and talking about political issues?
Well, the thing is that religion and politics and values are very often mixed up. So it's very difficult when you're talking about ethics, what should be done, not to stray into the sort of politics of how one might do that within a state. I know in the USA there's a lot of Catholic bishops who are using their position and using the pulpit to speak out on the social issues that they feel very strongly about, such as abortion, for example. You know, there's a long tradition of politicians courting the church leaders, because during the sermons they'll get an endorsement. So that does happen quite a lot, and because of the nature of the speech, the communal speech, religion is meant to be about community, how we live with one another. I think it's very difficult not to stray into political speech of some kind if you are a vicar or a priest or a preacher or someone who's kind of expected to be there. And when other people see that, when other people see religious leaders exercising the power of the pulpit, I mean, even the architecture of churches, you know, with the raised pulpit and the preacher speaking down to the population, there's a real sort of power issue there. And what we've seen in the case of Pussy Riot, who are this feminist punk band with a feminist ideology, you know, they have sought to sort of take control of that symbolism of the power that a church gives to give a different political message. I mean, because it's UCB, I'm almost bound to mention the case of Jesus doing his political protest in the temple, where
yes.
he was a hooligan, but his story is one of challenging the power of the appointed religious leaders by saying something else in the place where they were speaking, and of course he got in trouble for it.
There certainly was an element of protest to it, and as you say, quite violent and dramatic protest to it as well. At the same time, whilst the media in the UK and apparently throughout the Western world has been willing to raise its voice in support of the band's right to protest and to speak out in a church, at the same time, those Catholic bishops you mentioned in America, and also some bishops and priests and preachers in the UK as well that have spoken from their pulpits on issues around marriage and equalities in marriage and those sorts of issues as well, have been roundly criticised by the media and by politicians in the UK. Is there not a bit of a double standard in that?
I don't think so, because although we've been criticising the cardinals talking out against gay marriage, and no one's said that they shouldn't, that they should be banned or that they should be imprisoned for using their political the power of the pulpit. When we say, oh, I'm not sure they should have said that, or that's politically incorrect, or they're abusing their power or overstepping their station, we're making a moral judgment. We're engaging in some criticism, some ethical criticism of what they're saying. What we're not doing is saying there should be a law that stops them from saying what they want to say by virtue of their position. And you know, the sort of political correctness that they these bishops in the UK have been subjected to, I think, is a much better way of criticising, of perhaps changing someone's mind than putting people in prison. I mean, free speech means never having the last word. So these cardinals and bishops can say what they want to say, but there will always be someone, especially someone of a feminist ideology, like the people in Pussy Riot, but you know, many other people as well, will exercise their right to free speech, their right to counter speech, to come back and keep the debate going.
And
I think it's very healthy that the bishops have spoken out against gay marriage, because at least we know where they stand, and other people can argue with them, and you know, we can drill down into the theology, the ethics behind their pronouncements, and you know, perhaps a consensus or at least a mutual respect will emerge from that. What we're criticising in the case of Pussy Riot in Moscow is these women have been, you know, extremely censored. They've been sent off to a penal colony in Siberia somewhere, leaving their two children motherless. And we think that's a very extreme reaction to what they've done, and it's one that's motivated by politics and about suppressing criticism.
And that's the opinion of Robert Sharp. He is from English Pen. And it's a thing to stop and think about as well, isn't it? As to whether or not the pulpit is the appropriate place for political protest or political speech. Robert, thanks for joining us. Just raising an issue and giving us something to think about this morning. Thank you.